The Führer wants to strike terror into the hearts and minds not only of the Poles, but of the French and British as well. This is what is in store for you. The world is horrified. In New York, the bombing of Warsaw is up in lights in Times Square and on the front page of all the newspapers. Franklin Roosevelt, the President of the United States, addresses the nation.
This nation will remain a neutral nation, but I cannot ask that every American remain neutral in thought as well. Even a neutral has a right to take account of facts. Even a neutral cannot be asked to close his mind or to close his conscience.
The bombing of Warsaw shows how vulnerable the cities are. Paris sets about protecting its monuments and hides its museum's masterpieces out in the provinces. The Champ de Mars, at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, is dug full of bomb shelters, and there are frequent air raid drills. Gas masks are compulsory. Poison gases were used in the First World War, and now everyone is afraid of them. Even the horses. Meanwhile, Poland is being ruthlessly carved up.